Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The E-Myth Contractor by Michael E. Gerber applies the well-known E-Myth framework to the realities of running a contracting company. Instead of focusing on tools, codes, or job site tactics, it examines why many contractors stay trapped in a cycle of long hours, cash flow stress, and inconsistent quality even when they are excellent at their trade. The book centers on a simple idea. Technical skill is not the same as business skill, and a contracting firm that depends on the owner's constant heroics is fragile by design. Gerber explores the typical journey from skilled craftsperson to reluctant manager, then offers a structured path to build a company that can deliver predictable results. Readers are guided to think in terms of systems, roles, and repeatable processes that create a reliable customer experience and a more stable operation. The goal is a contracting business that can grow without breaking the owner, and that can eventually run successfully without being fully dependent on them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the contractor trap, technician, manager, and entrepreneur. A core theme is the identity conflict many contractors face as their business grows. Most start as technicians who love building, solving on-site problems, and producing tangible results. When they launch a company, they often assume that being great at the work will naturally translate into a great business. The book challenges that assumption by separating three roles that exist in every small company: the technician who does the work, the manager who organizes the work, and the entrepreneur who designs the business and sets direction. Contractors frequently overinvest in the technician role, underinvest in the manager role, and neglect the entrepreneur role entirely. The result is a firm where scheduling, estimating, customer communication, and hiring are reactive, and the owner becomes the bottleneck for every decision. Gerber pushes readers to recognize which role is driving their day-to-day choices and to intentionally balance them. This shift helps a contractor move from doing jobs to building an organization. It also clarifies why stress increases with growth when the business model is not designed to support more projects, more employees, and more clients without constant firefighting. Secondly, systems thinking. Build a business that produces predictable results. The book emphasizes that a contracting company should be designed like a franchise prototype, even if the owner never plans to franchise. That mindset forces clarity on what must happen for every job to be profitable, on time, and consistent in quality. Instead of relying on individual heroics and tribal knowledge, Gerber advocates documenting and standardizing the key workflows that drive outcomes: lead handling, estimating, sales conversations, project kickoff, change orders, job site standards, subcontractor coordination, closeout, and warranty handling. Systems are not presented as bureaucracy for its own sake, but as a way to make performance repeatable and trainable. A good system reduces errors, improves client trust, and protects margins by limiting surprises. It also makes delegation possible because employees and subcontractors can follow clear expectations rather than guess what the owner wants. Importantly, the systems approach can help a contractor diagnose where profitability leaks occur, such as poor scope definition, weak scheduling discipline, or inconsistent purchasing. The payoff is stability, fewer emergencies, better forecasting, and a company that can deliver a consistent customer experience regardless of which crew or PM is assigned. Thirdly, marketing and sales for contractors. From referrals to a reliable pipeline, Gerber treats marketing and sales as an operational system, not a sporadic activity done only when the calendar looks empty. Many contractors depend heavily on referrals and word of mouth, which can work but often creates feast or famine cycles. The book encourages defining the ideal client, clarifying what the business stands for, and translating that into a consistent message and process. That includes how inquiries are handled, how the first conversation sets expectations, and how the company differentiates itself beyond price. A key idea is designing a customer experience that feels professional and predictable, because homeowners and commercial clients often fear cost overruns, poor communication, and unfinished work more than they fear paying a premium. By systematizing the sales process, contractors can qualify leads, reduce time spent on non-buyers, and improve close rates without resorting to pressure tactics. The approach also supports smoother project delivery because the promises made during sales match what operations can consistently provide. Over time, a reliable marketing and sales machine stabilizes cash flow, supports better hiring decisions, and reduces the temptation to accept bad fit projects just to keep crews busy. Fourthly, financial control, pricing, cash flow, and profit by design. Contracting businesses often fail not due to lack of work, but due to weak financial structure. The book highlights the importance of understanding the numbers behind the trade, including the difference between revenue and profit, and the hidden costs of rework, poor scheduling, and scope creep. Gerber urges owners to treat estimating and pricing as a core system with clear rules, assumptions, and safeguards. That means building estimates from defined scopes, protecting margins with disciplined change order practices, and avoiding the habit of bidding based on hope or fear. Cash flow is another central concern. Contractors may appear busy while actually funding projects out of pocket due to slow receivables, bad deposit policies, or uncontrolled purchasing. The book's systems mindset points toward clearer terms, milestone billing, and consistent follow-up so cash flow supports operations rather than undermines them. Financial control is also tied to decision-making. When job costing and reporting are consistent, the owner can see which project types, clients, and crews generate real profit. That clarity supports smarter growth, such as raising prices, dropping unprofitable services, or redesigning the delivery process to reduce waste. Lastly, leadership and delegation. Building a team that can run the work. A contracting company that relies on the owner to solve every issue cannot scale and cannot provide a stable life for the owner. The book addresses the human side of building a business, hiring, training, setting expectations, and creating roles that support consistent execution. Gerber's framework pushes owners to define positions as outcomes and responsibilities, rather than as vague help-needed roles. Once the work is systematized, delegation becomes less risky because performance can be measured against standards. The book also reinforces that leadership is expressed through clarity and consistency, clear job site rules, consistent communication with clients, and consistent accountability with crews and subs. By designing an organization chart that reflects how work should flow, a contractor can reduce the chaos that comes from everyone doing everything. Over time, the business becomes less dependent on a single person's memory and willpower. This topic also connects to personal freedom, a hallmark of the E-Myth approach. When the owner invests in training and management systems, they can step back from daily operations, focus on improvement, and regain time for family, health, and strategic growth rather than constant firefighting. In conclusion, this book is best for residential and commercial contractors who are strong builders but feel buried by estimating, scheduling, client communication, and cash flow pressure. It also fits remodelers, specialty trades, and small GC owners who want growth but do not want to trade their personal life for a larger payroll. The benefit is practical mindset change. It helps readers see that most problems are not personal failures but predictable outcomes of a business built around the owner doing everything. By focusing on roles, systems, and a franchise-style prototype, the book can improve day-to-day stability, reduce mistakes, raise professionalism, and make it easier to train others. That directly affects quality of life because fewer emergencies and clearer processes mean less stress and more control over time and income. Compared with many contractor business books that focus narrowly on marketing tricks or estimating formulas, Gerber offers an operating philosophy that ties marketing, operations, finances, and leadership together. It is worth buying because it provides a coherent blueprint for building a company that can deliver consistent results and eventually function without constant owner intervention, which is the real definition of a successful contracting business. If you would like to support Michael E. Hest, Gerber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.